Welcome to Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center for another Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert broadcast. This free weekly series, inspired by the concerts organized by Dame Myra Hess in World War II London, was started in Chicago in 1977 by the late Al Booth, founder of the International Music Foundation, and now is managed by the foundation's executive director, Anne Murray. And today's concert is made possible by generous grants from the A.N. and Pearl G. Barnett Family Foundation and the Peggy and Steve Fawcett Foundation. The series is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Artworks. And these broadcasts on 98.7 WFMT are presented by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Today's guest artists are the Lyrebird Ensemble, a flute and harp duo based here in Chicago, formed in 2006. The ensemble is dedicated to performing lesser-known repertoire written specifically for flute and harp from the late 18th century to the present day. The members are flutist Ellen Huntington, who was on the faculty at Loyola University Chicago and North Park University. She is second flute with the Quad City Symphony Orchestra and also has performed with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. And the harpist is Lillian Lau. She's in demand as an orchestral musician, solo harpist, and chamber music recitalist in Chicago and the Midwest. And her extensive orchestral engagements include performing as guest principal harpist with the CSO and Music Now, the Grand Park Music Festival, and the Ravinia Festival. They are going to open their program today with a piece by Robert Nicolas Charles Boxa. And he is best known for his prolific and innovative compositions for the harp. This piece is from 1828. It's a rondoletto based on an aria from the finale of Rossini's opera La Cenerentola, Non più mesta. Now here is the Lyrebird Ensemble of flutist Ellen Huntington and harpist Lillian Lau. Thank you. The Lyrebird Ensemble of flutist Ellen Huntington and harpist Lillian Lau opening their program today with the Rondoletto No. 2 by Robert Nicolas Charles Boxa, based on music from Rossini's opera La Cenerentola. Next, they will perform the Sonata for Flute and Harp by the Russian composer Adrian Shaposhnikov. This is from 1926, Shaposhnikov's best-known work. And here once again is the Lyrebird Ensemble, live from Preston Bradley Hall.
Yeah.
Sonata for Flute and Harp from 1926 by the Russian composer Adrian Shaposhnikov, played by the Lyrebird Ensemble, flutist Ellen Huntington and harpist Lillian Lau. And you're listening to 98.7 WFMT Chicago and this week's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert. Their next piece is by the Belgian composer Joseph Jongen, a composer, pianist, and organist who's best known for his organ music, though he also composed many orchestral, vocal, chamber, and solo instrumental pieces. Danselante is a short character piece that features the lyrical qualities of the flute. The Lyrebird Ensemble is based here in Chicago, formed in 2006. Both musicians are members of the Quad City Symphony Orchestra, and that's where they met. Lillian Lau is principal harpist, and Ellen Huntington is second flute. And now they're going to play the Danselante, Opus 56B, by the Belgian composer Joseph Jongen with the Lyrebird Ensemble. Thank you. From the Belgian composer Joseph Jongen, the Danse Lance, or Slow Dance, Opus 56B, with the Lyrebird Ensemble, flutist Ellen Huntington and harpist Lillian Lau. Together they have made a recording titled Taking Flight, with a diverse program of modern virtuosic compositions for the flute and harp, and it includes the following piece, Naiads, the Fantasy Sonata for Flute and Harp by William Alwyn. Alwyn is perhaps best known for his film music. He wrote this piece in 1971 dedicated to harpist Marisa Robles, who premiered it at the Bath Festival, and the title of the work refers to the Greek mythological water nymphs. Naiads by William Alwyn. Thank you. The music of William Alwyn, Naiads, his fantasy sonata for flute and harp, named after the water nymphs of Greek mythology, played by the Lyrebird Ensemble. The duo of flutist Ellen Huntington and harpist Lillian Lau, based here in Chicago. The ensemble dedicated to performing lesser-known repertoire written specifically for flute and harp from the late 18th century to the present day, and we had a wonderful example of that today with some rarely heard pieces and composers. Music of Robert Nicolas Charles Boxa, Adrian Shaposhnikov, Joseph Jongen, and finally William Alwyn, performed by the Lyrebird Ensemble, here live at Preston Bradley Hall at the Cultural Center. And our artists are back on stage, many in the audience standing for this beautiful recital this afternoon with rarely heard music performed by the Lyrebird Ensemble. And we hope you've enjoyed today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, presented live from Chicago's Cultural Center on Michigan Avenue at Washington Street. And you're invited to stop by next Wednesday at 12:15 for a free concert by pianist Heidi Howell, or join us again by tuning in 98.7 WFMT. Musicians' accommodations provided by the Union League Club of Chicago. And for upcoming Dame Myra Hess artists and programs, go to IMF's website at imfchicago.org. Today's broadcast is sponsored in part by Bank of America. Programming on WFMT is sponsored by Bank of America, committed to improving the lives of its customers by connecting them to what matters most, to the future, to the community, and to each other. More information at bankofamerica.com/connect. Our engineer today was Mary Mazurek, and I'm Lisa Flynn, filling in for Carl Grapentine, saying goodbye from Preston Bradley Hall, and now back to the studios at WFMT.